lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhang's optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Kick off fall with Labor Day deals at Lowe's. Right now, buy one, get one free on select interior paint via Lowe's gift card rebate for your next paint project. Plus, my Lowe's Rewards members save more on select 1.5 pint or 1 quart Mums. Get 5 for just $10. Shop these can't-miss deals today before they're gone. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand. Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Independent candidate Robert Kennedy Jr. has suspended his campaign for president and throwing his support behind GOP nominee Donald Trump. The former president in Las Vegas for an event today touted his support. He'll be in Arizona tonight.
We just had a very nice endorsement from... RFK Jr., Bobby.
It's not known yet if supporters for RFK Jr. will shift to Trump or rival Kamala Harris or neither. The Secret Service confirming 5 agents are on administrative duty in the wake of the assassination attempt of Donald Trump at the July rally in Pennsylvania. The White House pushing back on assertions that brokered Gaza ceasefire talks have all but collapsed. Serious gaps remain, though, between Israel and Hamas. And after more than 4 years of climbing interest rates, the Federal Reserve Chair signaling a rate cut is coming, saying the timing is right. The board's next meeting is September. This is ABC News. New York's mayor's sexual assault case in court today.
His lawyer says the sexual assault case against Mayor Adams is fictitious and will not be settled. Adams was working for the NYPD in the early 1990s when a co-worker, Lorna Beach, said he sexually harassed her. Adams has denied it and has denied knowing the woman. During a virtual hearing, when the judge suggested the case could settle, defense attorney Alex Spiro said he doesn't settle fictitious cases. Beach's attorney immediately threatened to sue for defamation. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Apple announced that users of its Apple Cash app will be required to verify their identity when they send more than $500. The change, scheduled to go into effect on October 4th, that move comes as Apple complies with new government rules. A new crack along Iceland's Reykjanes volcano is spewing lava. Just a few people living nearby have been evacuated. The Blue Lagoon geothermal spa, one of Iceland's biggest tourist attractions, also evacuated. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
Partly sunny throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Highs low 80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows low 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid 80s. Sunday, sunny, highs upper 80s. High school football returns tonight. Durant, Arkansas hosting Spring Valley in a non-conference matchup. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. It's the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, a pep rally of sorts for Vice President Kamala Harris as she accepts her party's nomination for president. Speakers will include Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, who's seeking a third term, opposed by Republican Eric Hovde. Canada's two major freight railroads have shut down operations, locking out 9,000 members of the Teamsters Union who operate the trains, dealing a potential blow to key industries here in Wisconsin, including agriculture and manufacturing. A federal judge says letters sent to his office will not change procedures at the state's troubled youth prison. Governor Tony Evers and Republican State Senator Van Wongard each sent letters to Judge James Peterson this month concerning Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Schools. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment dealer, Durand. Two big summer projects for the Durand, Arkansas School District are nearly completed. The parking lot with two new entrances has been completed, and there have also been repairs to the entrance of the high school. Durand, Arkansas School Superintendent Ryan Nelson says the repairs addressed some foundational issues.
What was happening was it was causing issues with the opening and closing of our doors. So we had the contractors go in, kind of put a new foundation in place under that, do some excavating around it, and we believe, you know, that investment has addressed those concerns and hopefully should put us in a good spot going forward so that we don't have any more issues with that main entrance.
New railings and carpeting are expected to be installed at the new entrance in the coming weeks. The town of Washington is wanting to become a village to protect itself from being swallowed. The town filed the paperwork with the state this week to incorporate part of the town as a village. The change would allow Washington to set its boundaries, better control its land, and fend off annexation attempts from the city of Eau Claire. The town and village would operate separately but together. The change would mean that the new village of Washington would send kids to Eau Claire schools, while kids in the town of Washington would go to Altoona, Eau Claire, or Fall Creek schools. A board that oversees Minnesota teachers has revoked the teaching license for a former high school principal. Professional Educator and Licensing Standards Board ruled against Grant Klenert Tuesday. Klenert was charged with criminal sexual assault in 2022 and entered a guilty plea earlier this year. The charges were related to sexual assaults committed when Klenert was a juvenile. Klenert was employed by the Hayfield School District for 16 years, including 7 years as principal of Hayfield High School. Two major Canadian railways that serve Wisconsin and Minnesota have stopped operations during a labor dispute. Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern locked out union workers this week ahead of a possible strike by the Teamsters. Management claims the move prevents a later strike by the union during the busier fall shipping season. The Teamsters say the freight carriers have refused to improve work conditions for employees or offer more sick days. 9,000 workers are affected, along with wide swaths of the agriculture, manufacturing, and industrial sectors. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free, no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Xcel Energy is looking to sell the old railroad right-of-way parcels in the city of Durand. Many of the parcels are odd-shaped and very small. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city would be interested in part of the right-of-way that goes past the wastewater treatment plant.
We do have, obviously, goes right up to where our sewer plant is located. There's some parcels down there that we may be interested in. There's some private businesses that would be interested in some.
Ask for the bike trail north of the city? That would be a county project to purchase the right-of-way. Don't be surprised to see more converted garages, tiny homes, or garden apartments in Dunn County. Dunn County leaders voted to ease the rules for accessory dwelling units. County Manager Kristen Korpela says the people of Dunn County said in a recent survey they want more types of housing. The idea is to allow people to convert or add on to their existing properties to meet the demand for places to live. There are some limits. The accessory dwelling unit must be smaller than the main house, it must be hooked up to a sewer line, and there can only be one per property. A man is heading to prison for killing his roommate at a state mental health facility. A judge in Taylor County yesterday sentenced Corey Carlson to life behind bars for his roommate's death back in January of this year. Investigators say Carlson strangled the man in their room at the Almost Home Again facility in Gilman. Carlson told investigators he was hearing voices and does not remember what happened. He pleaded guilty to first-degree homicide charges earlier this year. UW Regents are on board with a plan to ask for nearly $1 billion more for the university over the next 2 years. The Regents yesterday approved President Jay Rothman's $855 million budget request. He says the UW needs the money to continue to pay employees more. They're due for an 8% raise over the next 2 years. But he also wants to use the money to pay tuition for students from families making under $55,000 a year. Republican lawmakers say they're willing to give the university some of that money, but not without reforms and budget cuts first. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
It's summertime and the living is speedy. At NTech, we're providing a free back-to-school speed boost to all our existing fiber internet customers this August. Whether you're doing schoolwork or simply streaming your favorite videos, you'll experience faster internet at no extra cost. New customers can be ready for back-to-school season by signing up for fiber internet with NTech. Call us at 715-672-4204 or visit ntech.net today.
North Star Honor Flight is preparing to take off in 2025. The organization is part of the National Honor Flight Network, which provides trips for veterans to the national monuments in Washington, D.C. North Star plans to offer a flight in the spring for an all-expenses-paid day trip to the nation's capital to visit the World War II, Korean, and Vietnam War memorials. Terminally ill veterans and veterans in Southeast Minnesota qualify. Wheelchairs and medical supervision is also provided. More information is available at northstarhonorflight.org. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
It's B-Dub. You know I love to ride a motorcycle. Did 3,700 miles in 5 days for charity recently. And if you love the thrill of riding, here's a reminder. Don't roll the throttle if you've had a drink. Even one drink messes with your reaction time and confidence, and that's a recipe for disaster. You're not just risking a DUI, you're risking your life and the life of others. Ride sober or get pulled over. Let's keep our roads safe and our ride smooth. Paid for by NHTSA.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Jones lauds luck at Daytona. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hey, Dave, we need your truck to help us haul our camping gear.
Sure, but it's not a truck. It's a Traverse.
Introducing the first-ever Chevrolet Traverse Z71. With best-in-class max cargo volume and standard best-in-class 17.7-inch diagonal touchscreen among three-row SUVs, it's the perfect companion on any trip. Make the most out of life's adventures in a Chevy Traverse. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Based on latest available competitive data, with rear seats folded flat. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
According to 2018 Daytona winner Eric Jones, NASCAR Cup Series Super Speedway racing is a game of chance. The Michigan native needs some good luck to go his way at Daytona or Darlington, as a win in the next two races is the only way for the Legacy Motor Club driver to make the cut.
Playoff racing for me, and it's kind of life too in a way, right? You get some of your good and bad luck chips, right? And you got to draw each one a little bit, and super speedway racing is just that. You're going to keep drawing those bad numbers, right? No matter how good you run, how good of a spot you're in, and you just hope at one point you're going to draw that right card and be in the right spot and make the right move. And so some of that's on yourself and what you do as a driver, and you do have to have a lot of things go your way to win one of those two.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, There's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
The Packers and Ravens close out the preseason with a noon kick at Lambeau tomorrow. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers performing well in their joint practice with the Ravens yesterday. Jordan Love says it's not a win in the standings, but it was good to deliver a solid performance.
Definitely. I think just for where we're going and to start the season, it was definitely an emphasis we made to be able to bounce back this practice. And I think more than anything, it's just locking in and focusing on the details. I think it was a little sloppy in Denver. Just a lot of small details that, in the grand scheme of a play, kind of dictate whether it's a good play or not. So I think just being locked into all those little details, and I think we did a great job of doing that today. And
Brewers send Aaron Savalier to the mound in Oakland tonight against the A's. The Crew looking to end a two-game losing streak after dropping a series in St. Louis against the Cardinals. Midwest League tonight, Wisconsin plays at Great Lakes, and Beloit is at South Bend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
High school football is here, and we've got you covered with a preview of Week 1 action. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Week 1 of the high school football season is here, with some outstanding non-conference games to kick things off Friday night. The first Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy game of the week features powerhouses Franklin and Catholic Memorial going at it, as they boast two of the state's top senior quarterbacks, Joey Calais of Franklin and MJ Mitchell for Catholic Memorial. A top 5 matchup in Division 1 features defending state champion Marquette, traveling to preseason number 5 Arrowhead. An old North Shore rivalry is rekindled as Germantown will welcome in Homestead. This year's edition of the Slider Bowl is a non-conference affair, as Lakeside Lutheran has moved to the Badger Small, but their game against crosstown rival Lake Mills should be a good one nonetheless. Darlington is turning back the clock with a 2 p.m. afternoon game, as the Redbirds will take on Platteville, a team Darlington defeated 34-7 to open last season. Kaukauna makes the trip to Notre Dame, with the Galloping Ghosts ranked 3rd in our preseason D2 rankings, while Notre Dame is the top-ranked Division 3 squad. West Salem defeated Onalaska 35-28 in overtime to begin last year, and the teams match up once again to kick off the 2024 campaign. Prairie du Chien was the only team to beat Aquinas last year, before the Blue Golds went on to win a third straight Division 5 state title, and the teams will meet up here in Week 1. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. It's dog days, and we are deep into dog days right now when the fishing gets really tough. And there's two ways, according to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach, to catch fish when the bite is tough. I'll tell you what they are, but first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Mr. Walleye Gary Roach says right now during these dog days, there's two ways that you can catch fish. He's talking about bass, pike, and especially walleyes. If you want to get a bite, you need to either trigger a strike or use finesse. When he describes finesse, Roach says, this is when you take a live bait and you put it right in front of their nose and you leave it there until they commit. You have to find these fish by using your sonar, or you have to go to high percentage areas in the cover because you're not going to be able to see fish on the sonar, and you're going to have to just go after them with the slowest approach you can think of to get them to bite. Or you need to trigger a strike, speed trolling, fast cranking on crank baits, working buzz baits over the surface for bass. All of these things work. Panfish, use little crick hopper crank baits and you'll get those fish, but that's triggering a bite. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Partly sunny throughout the day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Highs low 80s, south winds at 5 to 10. Tonight partly cloudy, lows low 60s. Tomorrow sunshine, highs mid 80s. Sunday sunny, highs upper 80s. High school football returns tonight. Durant, Arkansas hosting Spring Valley in a non-conference matchup. The AdventHealth Panther preview is at 6:45. Kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel final bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast from the Nebraska State Fair. And thanks to the Amish Furniture of Nebraska for our recording set that we get to use during this entire State Fair run. Much appreciated for a nice workspace. Unfortunately, workspace-wise, when we look at these markets, yeah, there were some struggles. Interesting trade, though, because we know that Pro Farmer's been doing their stuff. We also know that there's been a WASD discussion. We've got a variety of things that we're going to look at today with Jeff Peterson. Jeff is with Heartland Farm Partners. And Jeff, I think we got to talk first on what's going on. What are you hearing on these pro farmer numbers?
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch. You know, we kind of watch along with the market and see what's happening, and then we'll touch here on the numbers. But, you know, as the market closed up here today, a little bit of pressure on corn down 3¾ cents. Soybeans had a good day here, actually, on the November contract up 11.5. But we did see a little bit of weakness over there on the wheat side. But, you know, just jumping into the numbers, not too much of a surprise, I don't think. You know, Pro Farmer came out with their final numbers. 181.1 is our average. Now, what they always do is they always put a plus and minus 1%. So their range on that is a 182.9 down to a 179.3. And what that leads to on the production side would be 14.979 billion bushels with a range of 15.1 billion down to about 14.8 billion. And just to kind of give you a reference point, Susan, in the WASD report that came out in August, you know, the production number was 15.147 billion bushels. Now, to kind of put that in context a little bit, historically on the corn side, we do see a little bit of a difference always between the Pro Farmer number and also between the August WASD number. As a general rule, you'd see Pro Farmer coming in about 2.9 bushels below the August WASD number. That's on average. Now, there's a pretty big range there. You know, there have been some years such as back in 2022 where we actually are down 7.3 bushels. And, you know, we had the occasion there in 2014 where their number was actually 1.9 bushels per acre higher than what the August number was. Then over on, I think the big surprise just got to be what we see for a yield on the soybean side. They came in at a 54.9 bushel a acre yield. You know, that's up from what WASDE had, and I'll talk about how much there in a minute, but their range on that is 56 bushels down to 53.8. That give us a production number of about 4.74 billion bushels. And to kind of put that in comparison, the WASDE number that came out was 4.5 8.9 billion bushels. Now, on the bean side, what you find for a range in there is that the average is down about 0.4 bushel per acre is what Pro Farmer is usually versus what we have against August. This actually is 1.7 bushels a acre higher. That on our data set, we go back to 2011, and the highest number we've seen that Pro Farmers came in over the August WASDE number was 1.4 bushels per acre, and that would have been back in 2018, Susan.
So as you look at all those numbers, and everybody wants to always do the comparison, how do you look overall at that August WASDE picture, and how does what Pro Farmer came up with compare?
Well, exactly. So what I really do like to do is I like to dig in and look at some of the individual states that they do, you know, share their numbers with. And, you know, to give you an idea, on Iowa, WASDE was 209, and Pro Farmer came in at 212. This is on corn. Illinois, 225. Pro Farmer came in at 220. Nebraska, 194 for WASDE, 189 for Pro Farmer. Minnesota is 185. For WASDE. Pro Farmer showed a 170, and then, you know, and Indiana 207 for the WASDE report, 210 for Pro Farmer. So Pro Farmer saw a little better crop out there in Indiana. Ohio 188 versus a 197 for Pro Farmer. And then on South Dakota, a 162 versus a 156 on the Pro Farmer. So, you know, if the WASDE compared to the Pro Farmer number, you know, down a couple bushels as we look at the national, 183.1 is what USDA is currently at versus the 181. And then as we dig a little bit deeper and go and look at the soybean side, you know, that's where we see some bigger differences. You know, there really was in their pod counts. That's the thing that stood out, just a lot more pods out there than in a number of states. And I'll go through a little bit which states there in a second. But yield-wise, we're looking at, you know, Iowa for WASDE at 61 and Pro Farmers at 67. So 6 bushels higher there. Illinois, you know, 66 bushels for the WASDE, 68 for Pro Farmer. Now, for Nebraska, the WASDE was 59. Pro Farmer came in at 57 for Minnesota, basically the same for WASDE and Pro Farmer at 49. Indiana, Pro Farmer saw a better yield by 5 bushels. They came in at 67 versus the 62 on the WASDE. And then Ohio, 59. For WASDE versus 66 for the Pro Farmer. And then on South Dakota, to round it out, 47 on the WASDE report versus 50 would have been what it would have been for Pro Farmer. And as I mentioned before, you know, the WASDE number was 53.2 bushels a acre on beans versus 54.9 is where Pro Farmer came in.
Well, I know we've got, before we head to commercial break, how does Pro Farmer get those estimates and those numbers all put together?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, you know, on the corn side, they go out in the field, they map out their tracks, they stop, you know, they stop about every 15 to 20 miles, and then they physically go in and they, you know, they count, take that 30 feet of row length, and then they count off how many ears are in two rows, and then they divide that by two. They take, you know, three ears out of that mix and then take that back to their vehicle. They count the rows around. They measure the lengths. They take the amount of ears times the amount of rows times the length, and then they divide that by the row width to get the yield on the corn side, Susan.
I'll tell you, if you're not a fan of math, you're in trouble if you're on this Pro Farmer Crop Tour.
You're exactly right.
Well, stick around, folks. We've got a lot more coming up as we get ready here for the second half of today's Channel Final Bell. We're going to talk more about these yield production and what it might mean to the final numbers. It's the Channel Final Bell from the Nebraska State Fair on the Rural Radio Network.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we broadcast from day number one of the Nebraska State Fair. And Jeff Peterson with Heartland Farm Partners joins us once again. So we've been talking about this whole Pro Farmer Tour. We talked just as we went to break how they determine all those yield numbers and how that all gets put together. But how do they come up with their final numbers and the production numbers as they look at the whole big picture of all the different routes that they're on?
Yeah, that's always a big question. And if you really look at it, what I think Chip and his team and all the scouts out there do such a great job with is they've got enough scouts out there. You think about it, on the Western leg, I think they had 47 scouts this year or something like that, you know, and they cover a number of routes, so they get some really good sampling. For instance, in the state of Iowa, they would sample, I believe, every county. But then you dig in, you think they release every day. They release their tour numbers. But their final numbers really takes into account a number of items. They're going to take into account what they found off those basically plots that they ended up going out and each sample they checked and their daily numbers. But then they're also going to consider, okay, where is basically maturity at in comparison to other years? You know, what does the moisture levels actually like in each of these spots? They also went ahead and stopped. And the other thing to think about is that the states that they go through, they sample seven states. And if we just say that they covered all of those seven states, and they don't do that, but that would make up about 72% of basically the corn production. So it's about 28% of the productions outside of the area that they sample. And then on the bean side, you know, the states that they go through, they sample about 62% of the soybean production. So they have to take into account what does the conditions look like outside of those areas. So they bring that all together, they work it into their model, and that's how they come up with their final yield number. And then from there, they're going to also have to assess, you know, do they think USDA's planted acres and harvested acres are fine? And if they need to make any tweaks, they'll make some tweaks, and then they come up their production number, Susan.
So then how do you look at this, and what do you see this maybe changing when it comes to the WASDE report of next month?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because the thing to think about is we go into that WASDE report, and I used to think of it this way. It's like, okay, they'll adjust the August numbers. Now, WASDE doesn't adjust. I mean, NAS is the one that's got the baton and the National Ag Statistics Service to come up with the yield. They did it in August. They'll do it in September again. And, you know, if we think about what they're doing, they got to rebuild a number there. And for the August or the September numbers, they're going to still do their farmer survey. They're still going to look at their satellite imagery. But then they're actually going to go out and get some boots on the ground and actually set up some plots out in these fields. And so they're really going to be doing a lot like what we ended up seeing Pro Farmer do. They're going to physically go out, they're going to lay out their plots, they're going to do their stand counts, they're going to do their ear counts, and then they're going to physically take a look at the ear, and depending on where that ear is at in regard to maturity will depend on if it's past black layer or really close to black layer. They may go ahead and weigh that ear up. If it's not, they may go ahead and just take measurements off that ear. If it's not even that mature, they may just use some type of average ear weights, and then they bring all that information together. So that's the process, but based off of what we've seen, what do we expect to see some changes? Well, one of the things we are looking for from the Pro Farmer tours, we really wanted to see what happened with the populations, with the count on the ears. And don't get me wrong, there's some individual states that had some lower ear counts, but as a general rule, it looks like the ear counts and the populations were fine. We also wanted to see, you know, what were the size of ears, and overall the rows around and the length appeared good to us too. So then we come back and we say, all right, as we go forward, that should be a lot of the information it ends up coming in for the September report. And overall, I think that means we probably see just a little bit slightly bigger yield out of USDA. Now, as we go down the road, the big key is going to be what is going to happen in regard to the fill in those kernels. Now, what we're seeing is that in many of the areas, you know, Nebraska is going to be a little different. We're going to have some hotter, drier conditions coming up here. But I would say overall, we've got a pretty good fill. So I think we're going to end up with some heavy kernels out there. Now, as we think about soybeans, that's where it gets to be really interesting. Keep in mind the pod counts that Pro Farmer would have done, they're counting everything over a quarter of an inch long. And so as we look at some of these different pod counts out there, we know that if the conditions are right, some of those pods will abort, but it really looks like in many areas we're going to have a pretty good fill. If we catch some late season rains, that means that we're going to be setting up for not only a lot of pods, but we're also going to be looking at a lot of soybeans out there, and they could be pretty good size. So we're anticipating to see a higher yield as we come in on the bean side in the September report for soybeans also, Susan.
So do we have to do any changing then to our marketing plans?
Well, I think the thing we really got to look at here, and we'll be looking at this over the weekend here, you know, in regard to beans, we have to be looking at beans and saying, okay, how much more downside is there depending on the size of this crop? I don't think we need to do anything on basis levels yet, but we're going to have to be watching that close, also gathering up what the storage rates are at our local buyer, and then we'll have to see if we want to make any additional sales here, Susan.
All right, sounds good. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you, Jeff?
Yeah, give me a call at 402-366-4694. Check us out on the web at heartlandfarmpartners.com or follow me on X, formerly Twitter, at JeffPeterson01.
All right, that has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Our southern border is wide open, allowing drugs, gangs, and criminals to flood into our communities. We need to get tough. But Senator Tammy Baldwin supported amnesty for 11 million illegal immigrants, including convicted criminals. Like an illegal immigrant with multiple DUI charges, he should have been deported. Instead, he stayed and drove drunk yet again and killed a Wisconsin father of three. And Baldwin voted 9 times to support sanctuary cities that protect dangerous illegal immigrant criminals and release them back onto the streets. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-4689, the Justice for Jocelyn Act. No amnesty for illegal immigrants, especially criminals. Vote to finally secure the border. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by ADM Regenerations. Over the past 6 months, several states have passed new laws to restrict the cell-cultured meat industry, and two of them, Alabama and Florida, have banned cell-cultured meat entirely. Upside Foods, a cultivated meat producer, says that's unconstitutional. I'll have the details after this.
If you've been on the fence about adding cover crops in your farm management plan, now may be the time to take the leap. ADM offers incentives that reward you for conservation practices. Some state incentives pay over $35 an acre, and those dollars can help offset costs related to planting crops. Plus, you gain agronomic rewards, such as healthier soils, reduced erosion, and better soil moisture holding capacity. And there are no long-term commitments. It's time to get off the fence. Learn all about your state's incentives at ADM Regenerations.
The startup of another day. Caring for the land to make sure it's passed down for generations. Regenerative ag practices help build healthy soil, reduce erosion, and hold moisture. Now, ADM will reward you for implementing cover crops and other conservation practices with incentives that could pay over $35 an acre. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. Visit ADMRegenerations.com to learn more.
On July 1st, 2024, the state of Florida became the first in the nation to ban the production, distribution, and sale of lab-grown meat within the state's borders. But now that law is being challenged by Upside Foods, a producer of cell-cultured chicken, and the case could have significant implications for the future of food. In early August, Upside Foods took legal action against the state of Florida, filing a federal lawsuit that challenges the state's ban. The lawsuit, filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Florida, claims that the ban violates the U.S. Constitution by unfairly targeting out-of-state businesses and stifling innovation. Upside Foods, represented by the Institute for Justice, argues that Florida's ban is not only unconstitutional but also harmful to consumers who are being denied the choice to purchase FDA and USDA-approved products. According to the complaint, the ban violates the Supremacy Clause, which establishes that federal laws take precedence over state laws, and also the Commerce Clause, which prohibits states from discriminating against interstate commerce. Florida's law, which was signed by Governor Ron DeSantis, reflects concerns about the impact of lab-grown meat on traditional agriculture. DeSantis and other state officials have positioned the ban as a way to protect Florida's farming and ranching industries from what they see as a threat posed by this new technology. They argue that cultivated meat could lead to a decline in livestock farming with serious consequences for the state's economy and cultural heritage. However, Upside Foods and its supporters see the issue differently. They argue that the state's law is less about safety and more about protecting entrenched interests. Upside's products, which are grown from animal cells in a controlled environment, have been approved for sale by both the USDA and FDA. The company insists that consumers should have the right to decide whether to embrace this new form of meat, rather than having that choice taken away by the government. I'll be back with more after this.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
For farmers in the agricultural community, the lawsuit between Upside Foods and the state of Florida over their cultivated meat ban could signal how new food technologies will be regulated and whether bans like this one will hold up in a court of law. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by ADM Regenerations. Learn how to get paid for adopting new or continuing current regenerative practices by visiting ADMRegenerations.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, warmer, and more humid tomorrow, a high in the mid 80s. Slight storm chance Saturday night. Sunny, hot, and humid, high upper 80s to 90 Sunday. Hot and humid again on Monday, storms Monday night. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently at 77.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when her prints pulled up, a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming, it was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough. You can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door. Sorry, but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. And that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the windows, scratching and rocking. nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, a smooth-talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course she can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Her prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, "Sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm." With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, "This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt." Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers frame that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. This is where five generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond I care.
I built that barn with my two hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me. Never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love is gonna save me.
But I was hell on wheels with a full head of steam when Coach put me in. And I'm still proud of that hit. I was the last resort to go to prom with a queen, thanks to an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart that week. No, I didn't get lucky, but I still felt like a king.
And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe, but I'm does to me. I was the one phone call when my brother went to jail. Bought my guitar just to pay his bail. No, I'll never get it back, but I'm okay with that. I was the first man standing next to my best friend. The love of his life said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers.